Welcome back to Via the Source, where you can get news about the entire NFL and, of course, the Miami Dolphins. Fins up, here's Steven, your host.
What's up, guys? Today's date is June 29th. I'm Steven Masso, and as always, you're listening to Via the Source. Now, in today's episode, we're going to be discussing the huge news that broke yesterday, and that was that Cam Newton signed with the New England Patriots on a one-year deal. So we're going to be discussing the details of that. We're going to be talking about what that means for the Patriots, what that means for the AFC East, and what that means for the entire NFL. So to get right into it, Adam Schefter reported that New England Patriots signed Cam Newton to a deal that is heavily incentivized and is worth up to $7.5 million. And that is a one-year deal. It is reported by him and Chris Mortensen that the Patriots are viewing this as a low-risk, high-reward situation. So Cam Newton has battled his fair share of injuries, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But to talk about just the money involved, $7.5 million, and that is if he hits all the marks. We don't know the details as of right now when I'm reporting this, but $7.5 million, that is pretty low. That's around what Joe Burrow is going to be making annually. That is less than annual for Taysom Hill of the Saints. So that's a bargain for the Patriots. You can understand when you put into perspective how cheap of a contract this is in today's NFL, you can understand why the Patriots are viewing this as a low-risk situation. So of course, he's battled his fair share of injuries. In 2018, he was battling this shoulder injury. He went and got an arthroscopic procedure done where I believe they fixed his labrum up a little bit, which is the cartilage in the shoulder area. And they also did stuff in regards to his rotator cuff. And that was always the main concern. He had even said in a YouTube vlog that he couldn't throw the ball 30 yards downfield. And he said that the defenses recognized this. And they were essentially daring him to throw. And he said that heavily affected his game. He said he got the procedure done, everything felt right, but then unfortunately for him in 2019 in the preseason against the New England Patriots, he hurt his foot. He got a Lisfranc injury, which is a ligament that runs in the middle area of the foot. I believe that is what Dez Bryant had when he had broken the bones in that area as well. So that is what happened to him. He tried to fight it off. He played the first game in the regular season. He said he couldn't put any sort of pressure on that foot. He said his teammates said that he looked off. And if you've watched Cam Newton, at least during his prime in that 2015 season where he won the MVP, you can understand why his legs are so important. I think it's fair to say that there are not many quarterbacks, if any, that have a style of play that resembles Cam Newton. The level of physicality as a quarterback, the way he has trucked people when he's running, the way he is able to utilize his frame. I mean, the guy is so big. Yeah, he's closer to Aaron Donald than he is to, you know, a normal quarterback in terms of stature and frame. The guy is muscular, he is massive, and he utilizes that as part of his game. And while it definitely benefited him as it did in the 2015 season, you know, it was his demise to an extent because he kept getting hit. There was not a lot of help for him at the offensive line. He didn't really have many weapons at his disposal, which kind of put him in a position where he had to do too much. And he ended up taking a bunch of nasty hits. He was getting hit even when he wasn't getting sacked. He was just getting battered behind that offensive line over there in Carolina for such a long period of time. So when it comes to Cam Newton, his performance definitely declined from that MVP season. He was playing poorly. He was putting up stats that kind of were similar to Ryan Fitzpatrick's stats. And though that isn't bad necessarily, when you have people comparing that to what they were regarding as a elite talent in his years prior, you can see why there was a tremendous amount of pressure on him. So I really do think he kind of fell victim to this gladiator mind state that a lot of NFL players have to play with, where they are pushing themselves through an injury. And you kind of saw that in 2019 when he knew his foot was injured, but he knew the talks, he knew the narrative surrounding his shoulder. He didn't want to miss more time in that 2019 season after that injury before. So with that being said, you probably can already tell by how I'm speaking about him that I do think Cam Newton is still very talented. He is 31 years old. He is around the same age as Kirk Cousins, who is also 31. Russell Wilson is also 31. Matt Ryan is 35. So 31 is not, you know, too old for a quarterback. Ryan Tannehill, also 31. All those guys are still in that area, and they still have plenty of valuable time left in their career. But what concerns me is, how is Cam Newton going to change his style of play to prevent injuries from happening, because he relies so much on his physicality, on running the ball, on being a dual threat quarterback. And, you know, the Patriots are a team that has implemented almost a very strict system into their game. How is he going to adapt to that and being able to fit in that kind of system, and also while doing so protect himself? I think those are all important questions that ultimately is going to prove whether Cam Newton can go back and return even slightly to what he was showing before back in his MVP season. So how does this affect things for the New England Patriots? Now, people had the Patriots as a team that were a possible candidate for Trevor Lawrence, meaning that they were a team that they could see potentially falling towards the bottom of the NFL in terms of their record. I don't think that's the case just because Bill Belichick was so good. And Tom Brady, you know, as legendary of a career he's had, I don't think he was doing things that were too tremendous last season for the team. Of course, he has experience. He was on point and kind of facilitating the offense. I don't think he was necessarily doing the things that we're accustomed to seeing. And I don't think that he was leaving shoes that were too big to be filled by whoever comes next. And I don't mean that, again, from a career standpoint. I don't want people cutting this clip out and says Tom Brady does not leave shoes that were too big to be filled. You know, I understand that, but I'm saying that 2019 Tom Brady, I don't think he was doing the elite level things. I think that part of his career was already behind him by that point. So Cam Newton coming in here to this offense, I think could put the Patriots in a very similar position as they were in the year prior. Jarrett Stidham right now is the starter for the team. And given that there's only a few months before the season starts, as of right now, you know, the coronavirus pandemic is still has a lot of question marks and things are up in the air. But I don't think it's necessarily a guarantee that, you know, Cam Newton still talent-wise is way beyond Jarrett Stidham. But just given the time, given the experience in the system and working with the coaches and McDaniels and Belichick, I do think that Stidham has the opportunity to still be the starter week one. He's going to have like the smallest leash ever and Cam Newton could easily take it from him. But I don't think it's as clear as day as some are making it out to be that Cam Newton just from this signing is instantly the starter. I do think that they are going to kind of give a little bit of an advantage to Stidham because he's been able to work in the offense. He kind of has a camaraderie with some of the guys and things of that nature. But I do expect Cam Newton to eventually take over if he is not the guy week one. So what does this mean for the AFC East? This means the AFC East is a lot more competitive this year than it was last season. You know, as I said, people had the Patriots potentially being a team that tanks for Trevor Lawrence. I think a lot of teams in the AFC East are going to be happy because Cam Newton is good enough that that is going to make it very hard for the Patriots to be bad enough to get Trevor Lawrence in my eyes. I think just having Cam Newton on that team is enough to make them at least a pretty solid team. And of course, you still have Belichick and you still have a lot of the necessary pieces over there in New England. They should still be at least pretty decent. But guys, I'm very excited about the level of competitiveness that I think is coming to the AFC East. I think before this happened, people were kind of up in the air. Are the Patriots the favorite? You know, it's hard to say that because Stidham's a quarterback and Belichick's still there, so you kind of have to respect that. And there was a little bit of a dilemma between balancing the two, and then you had Josh Allen and the Bills having such a surprisingly good season last year as well and getting into the playoffs. And then you have the Dolphins, who are, you know, still, I think, a little bit ways of away, but the foundation is being built. They won 5 games with what people regarded as one of the worst rosters of all time, and it really was a testament to the coaching. And then the Dolphins, this offseason, they add a lot of talent through free agency. They add a ton of talent in the draft. They get their franchise quarterback. I mean, that all points to the Dolphins being better this season. So all that together, I mean, the only thing holding this back from being a super competitive division is the Jets, who I think are already showing signs of kind of being a mess and having some turmoil over there. And I think that's only going to snowball and get worse if they start losing games and there's more pressure on Adam Gase. And if he gets fired, things will just absolutely unravel. Aside from that, though, I mean, you have the Patriots appearing to kind of be clinging on to this window that they still have now with the addition of Cam Newton. You have Josh Allen and the Bills, who look, you know, extremely impressive at times. And then you have the Dolphins, great foundation and look promising for years to come. I am loving what this means for the AFC East. And as for the league as a whole, what does this mean having Cam Newton here? And I do think that Cam Newton is a victim to somebody who is compared to what they were before. And while I can't say for certain that Cam Newton will ever return to that, I don't think even when he was bad, he was as bad as people are making it out to be. And if you look around the NFL, there were a lot of examples last season of what having even just a decent quarterback could do if you have a lot of talent and a lot of good coaching at other parts of the roster along that team. It really goes to show. You look at the 49ers, I don't think Jimmy Garoppolo is that much better, if better than Cam Newton. I don't think he's ever going to have an MVP season like Cam Newton had. If you look at Tannehill, while he was impressive for that, you know, little stint last season, and he definitely propelled that team, there were other moments, especially in the playoffs, where he kind of rode the coattails of Derrick Henry. And I don't think he is somebody who is going to win an MVP season or ever play to the level that Cam Newton did in 2015. So all that being said, the Patriots, if they have the same defense as last year, if their offense continues to be this system that's almost kind of San Antonio Spurs-esque, where you can plug in apparent role players or guys who aren't stars, but they are somehow catapulted into something more just by being in the system, if that continues, then it's hard for me to bet against the Patriots. The only things right now are, is Cam Newton's health? Is he going to be able to remain healthy? Is he going to be a fit for the system? Are the weapons going to be enough for him? I think Cam Newton, a lot of his career, didn't really have many weapons. If you look at his most recent times, Kelvin Benjamin, who, you know, was promising in his rookie year but got injured and kind of turned into nothing. Greg Olsen was hurt for a lot of Cam Newton's recent tenure. DJ Moore was only there for the tail end of it. So I do think the Patriots have a severe lack of weapons. Cam Newton has worked with that before. I don't know if he is good enough right now to continue to do that. I just think that having Newton on the team kind of prevents them from being the train wreck that some people saw as a possibility for that. I really think that unless there's some high level of trading going on, that the Patriots should be at least good enough that they cannot get Trevor Lawrence, which I think will be, in the long run, you know, something that a lot of NFL fans should be happy to hear. I don't know if this addition of Cam Newton makes them a contender like they were years prior, but who knows? It really does make the AFC East a lot more competitive, and that's something I'm excited to see. So guys, I would love to know what you think. As always, you can follow me on Twitter. That is at Shady Steven. You could also follow the podcast account on Twitter, where I tweet most of my sports stuff. That is at Via The Source. If you could, leave a review on the Apple Podcast app. Guys, that would mean a lot. I love reading the reviews on there, and it really does help spread the word about the podcast. And guys, if you have any questions, I would love to hear, or topics that you want me to discuss on the podcast, I would be glad to do so. And I also have an idea. I love playing video games. If you've seen me, I've had some rants about Madden and stuff like that. But if you guys want to see me play, I'm thinking games like All Pro Football or maybe even a Madden, and you want to see me Twitch it, I could go live on Twitch and interact with you guys there. So if that's something you guys would like, feel free to let me know. Until next time though, guys, that's how I'm going to wrap it up. I'm Steve Amasso, and this was Via The Source.